Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hello and welcome to episode 9, which is unique in itself because we're not actually in the same building right now.
We are not even in the same city or province or side of the country.
Technology. If you're wondering, by the way, if you're just curious how we're doing this, Clean Feed, that is the site that we're using right now to be able to speak to each other, picked up some equipment. Sam has moved partway across the country and left me behind. So
sayonara. And we're also FaceTiming each other so we can see each other at the same time.
Yeah. It's like she's in the same building with me.
2018, people.
So I guess moving on with this episode, welcome to This Could Get Awkward.
Sorry, welcome to what?
This could get awkward.
There you go.
There you go. You can find us in lots of different places. You can speak with us on Twitter, at TCGA Podcast. Also on our Facebook page, which is This Could Get Awkward.
Our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com. Or you can email us. And I love checking our email and getting some emails. And reading spam. This could get awkward podcast@gmail.com if you want to shoot us some more spam or just a note.
Also, we would really love to get some feedback on either iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, however you're listening to us. If you could give us some love on there, that would be great. Give us a rating. Give us some sort of a review.
The only rating we have so far is one I wrote. So if you want to write some, that'd be really cool, too.
We seriously need to solicit some of our family and friends to
I don't
pat
want,
it.
Like, some of my family and friends to listen.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's true.
Can I talk about, just to, like, unrelated to the rest of the podcast, like, just to start with an awkward moment that literally just happened moments before we FaceTimed each other? I got home and I was, like, getting down to the basement to, like, turn on my mic and get the computer ready and whatever, and Spencer was grabbing me a beer and he was, like, do you need anything else? And then as he was, like, walking into the room from another room, I thought that the chair was close to me, so I went to, like, kneel on the chair with one leg, and instead I just, like, dropped to the floor. And Spencer was, like, trying not to laugh, but he was like, it looked like you wanted to fall, and he just, like, do-do-do-do-do. It kind of hurt a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you spill your beer?
No, thank God. I wasn't holding it at the time.
Okay, good, good, good.
Asking the important questions. The rest of our podcast episode today is going to be about the pains, the aches, pains, blood, sweat, tears, and hair involved in growing up as a woman.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, where do we even begin with that? I guess probably hair.
Yeah. I feel like that came first for me anyways. Tell me about your hair.
Well, okay. So I've got two short little stories here, and it's how my siblings just 100%, well, one sibling in particular, just mortified myself, my life, just everything that there is to do with shaving as a woman. And I was just not prepared for it in the slightest. But what my brother did to me, it's horrible to even recall, because for some reason, he's about 5 years older than me, and he got this bright idea that he thought, okay, it's time for you to shave your legs, Janelle. No, not like my mom wasn't stepping in, or like my older sister. It was my older brother who thought,
how
you got hairy legs. I want to say I was like maybe 12.
Okay.
I don't know. What age are you supposed to start shaving your hair at?
I know for a fact I started very young, but I was like very hairy and it was really embarrassing and I didn't want to wear shorts and stuff. So I was like, I think I was in like grade 3 and I was like, Mom, can you help me shave my legs?
Grade 3? How old are you even in grade 3?
Like 7 or 8?
What? I was like in grade 4 or 5, I think, at least.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not that much older.
All right. But I had blonde hair on my legs. It was not necessary for me to shave it at this point, but it kind of looked like peach fuzz, I guess, is how I would describe it. He literally chased me down through the entire house. I'm running, screaming from him. He's got a razor in one hand and shaving cream in the other. Aww. And he eventually gets me pinned down in my parents' bedroom, puts shaving cream all over my leg, and does one big swipe with the razor. Aww. And then that's where he stopped. And he was like, now you got to do all your legs. Like, and I was like, what is happening right now? It was terrifying. And then it proceeded to be the worst thing ever. I don't know. When you shave after your hair is that long, like shaving long hair is not fun. So your first time you ever shave is awful. You almost need like
three razors to get through it.
Yeah, you're just like clogging it up hardcore. And if you were to ever question my brother about this, he's like, no, that didn't happen. I never did that.
Can we sidebar about how it's actually like super sad that like we as like little innocent young women, girls who like just naturally like were growing hair in our bodies because we're human beings. And then we were like so embarrassed or like bullied into like being hairless because that was the beauty standard to get.
Well, I mean,
to,
it still like, is like. Like, I mean, I still shave my legs and don't.
Me too.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to stop shaving my legs. And when they're not shaved, I don't really like them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was kind of my first encounter with shaving. And then I think my sister taught me how to shave my armpits, which I thought was terrifying. I thought I was going to cut them. And I also didn't realize that you can actually physically see your armpit. Just
yeah, it's a weird angle because you never really look at your armpit before. And then all of
and
a
I was
sudden,
like, I can't see my armpit. And she's like, what do you mean you can't see it? Look at it. And she's like, fine, we'll go in front of the mirror and we'll do it. And yeah, so those were interesting times.
Hair is fun, but you know what's more fun? Blood.
You said that so casually.
Should we talk about like our first periods or like our first tampons or like how do you want to tackle our periods?
I mean, the first time I got it isn't really much of a story. I believe I was one of the first girls in my class to get it. I was like in grade 5. No, not jealous. It's kind of terrifying.
It was like everyone wanted to get their period because that was like cool to like be that grown up.
What grade were you in? When do you remember this happening?
I was in grade 6 when I got my period. A couple of girls had gotten it before me. And I feel like it's a lot, like between like grade 5 and like grade 9, a lot of people just like start bleeding at that age.
I wouldn't say I have a very, very much of a story for when it first started happening, but learning to use a tampon was... That was an endeavor. So I first started, like, I think I got my period when I was in grade 5 or grade 6. So at this point, I, you know, had it for like at least 3 or 4 years and had never used a tampon. I guess my mom just never taught me. I don't really know. And I eventually had some girlfriends in high school attempt to try and teach me. We were camping at the time.
Oh, risky.
Yeah, it was a weird situation. And it was like, I was like, well, guys, I can't go swimming, or like, I don't want to go swimming because I can't.
Because my pad will blow up. And become a flotation device. And you guys will be like, where's your dog going? You'll be like, I'm floating away, help.
So that was the predicament that I was in. And I believe this is like grade 10, grade 11 or something along those lines. And so a friend of mine was like trying to teach me how to do it. We're like in the outhouse in the camping zone. And she's like talking over top of the wall to me and trying to explain like the angles and trying.
In an outhouse? I'm so grossed out right now. I just can just all that bacteria in your vagina.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was not a good, I mean, we tried for like 20 minutes, probably.
And what, did you eventually just not get it, like you couldn't get it in at all or all the way or like?
Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, the first time I ever tried a tampon, and it was awkward. I remember like, you remember in like sex ed class when you could write like anonymous questions down? Mm-hmm. My question was, how long do you need to have had your period, or like how old should you be before you start using tampons? And the teacher was like, she like read the question from the box and she was like, you can start using a tampon like anytime you feel comfortable to. Not long after that, a really cool girl in school for some reason was friends with loser me for like a hot second. And she like told me, she like gave me my first tampon and like told me how to do it. And I was like, okay, cool. And I like went to the bathroom and I was like pretty sure I put it in. And then holy hell, it just hurt so bad. And I was like, oh my God, is this what it's like? Like it was so freaking painful. And then I mentioned to her like the excruciating pain that I was in. And I was like, this sucks, hey? She's like, oh, that's not right. Like you probably didn't put it in all the way. Like it doesn't just like sit like half hanging out, like you gotta get it up in there. There's like a threshold it has to cross.
Yeah, it has to kind of disappear.
Yeah. And then when I learned that, I was like, okay, it's actually like not so uncomfortable. But it took me a while to get back to that point.
Yeah, no. I would say I was probably in my 20s when I knew how to use a tampon. It was just bad all around. Anytime I attempted it was just horrible. It's not something
I want to take a moment to like remember and express like how beautiful my first period experience was at that time, grounded, and I was in like a lot of trouble for like something school related. I was always in a lot of trouble for school. I don't know. I don't really know why. I was a good student, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I was in a lot of trouble and my mom was like mad at me, and I went to the bathroom and my like underwear was like brown, and I was like, did I shit myself? And then I was like, I remember being so confused. I was like, my back was sore. Did I poop myself? Like, and then looking at it and then it just like dawning on me like, oh my God, I just got my period. And it was like kind of exciting. And then I went back to the classroom and I was like, can I use the phone? I have to call my mom. And then I called my mom and she answered the phone and she was like mad at me because I was like in trouble at that time. And she was like, what do you want? And I was like, Mom, I got my period. Her entire tone like 100% changed and she was just like, oh, I'll come pick you up from school. And like I came home and she like baked cookies and like ran a bath and like laid out different types of pads to like tell me how to use them. And then my like dad and my stepmom took me out for dinner and like gave me this book about growing up and like puberty and stuff. And it was really like a beautiful moment in my life, except for the blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're describing it as this, like, most wonderful moment ever. But then everything that comes after that is just horrible.
If you can see past the cramps, bloating, irritability, headaches, indigestion, back aches, body aches, knee pain.
Then, yeah, it's
water
great.
Retention. Oh, and the blood dripping from your body for 5 to 7 days. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, I once had cramps so bad when I was in college, and bless my roommates because they were the most fantastic people in the world. And I don't regularly actually have that bad of like cramping or anything like that, but it was, I was dying on our bathroom floor. I just couldn't move. I couldn't stand up. I didn't know like what felt good. And my roommates, they went out and they bought me a hot pad to like put on my abdomen. They were like, we did some Googling and we bought bananas because like the potassium is supposed to be really good for you. And they were like the most wonderful people in the world as I died on our bathroom floor for like a day. So I just wanted to send some love to those ladies.
That's nice. That's really nice. And then obviously, like, when we start bleeding, it's because we become fertile. And then we need birth control because we don't want babies.
Oh, yeah. So I held off on that for quite a long time because I just held off on sex completely for quite a long time. I when I was in this relationship and I decided that I was like, okay, he had been pressuring me for like a year at that time. I was like, okay, I guess like I'm ready. I'm going to do this. And thankfully I was already in college, so I didn't have to like go to my home family doctor to go get any of this stuff figured out. And I just could go to the school and like go to the doctor there and like, you know, say, hey, I'm just going to be using it for the first time and everything like that. And so it was all fine. Got tests. Like, I think I got a pap or I think so. Yeah, probably at that point. And I take it. So I just, you know, pretty much, I would say that majority of women go on birth control pill, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, especially to start, it's like the most common. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And I mean, you have to take it 3 weeks out of the month, basically, like for 21 days. And you have to take it regularly and it's supposed to be at the same time. And I don't know if half that stuff is just like legend and myth. And if you don't take it at the same time every day, it's like ineffective.
No, it's science. It's science.
So it's crucial to take it at the same time every day. Mm-hmm. And if it's not something that's in routine, you need to put a little bit of a reminder in your phone for you. So I can remember putting on this like alarm that would go off. And I think I took it in the evening for some reason because I didn't have a regular schedule that I woke up at the same time every day. And I was like, I'm always awake at 8 o'clock at night. I'll take it then. Mm-hmm. But it was really, really bad when I would go home for the weekends and be with my family, and then my brothers were around, and this alarm's going off at 8 p.m. Who puts an alarm on their phone at 8 p.m.? And so they were always like, what's that for? And I was like, oh. And I like came up with some horrible excuse.
My vagina.
For like the longest time, because I was mortified and embarrassed and obviously didn't want to talk to my brothers about that part of my life, which I don't know. I guess I was just
But you had PTSD after they like pinned you to the floor and shaved you against your will. So like that makes sense. That you wanted to keep that private, off the radar.
Yeah. And I kept it private and off the radar for not very long because mothers have like a sixth sense and know as soon as you start doing anything different in your life. And this mm-hmm. is the worst part of it all is when my mom confronted me about it and was like, I don't know how she
knew. Are you having safe sex, Janelle?
No, she was just like mad in general that I was having sex. And she like knew that I was on the pill somehow. Or she's like, you better be safe or whatever. And I was like, I am like I doing this or whatever. And she was just like so disappointed in me and so like upset. And like she just like was. And Judy. I come from a very like religious family. So like that was kind of like my mom's. I can't think of the word right now, but what she always like would try and instill in us as children, you know,
no sex before marriage
kind of thing. Yes. So I'm sitting here in the kitchen having this conversation with my mom, incredibly uncomfortable, and my dad walks in. I'm thinking, please, mom, we can keep this between us women, can't we? Dad doesn't want to hear about his little girl in this new adventure that
getting
she's
railed.
On. And she totally called me out and was just like, no, you think you're an adult enough to be doing that? Then you're an adult enough to tell your dad what's going on in your life. And I was like, ugh. I was like, Dad, I'm on birth control. It was mortifying. It was horrible. Like, aww. I will never forget that. He didn't even want to hear it. I don't think he wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't
so,
know.
So, like, this is just making me feel grateful for another beautiful experience I had in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Our lives are so different growing up with these situations.
I know. So, I had actually already lost my V card, but it was just like a one-time thing with like, is I don't know, whatever. It was safe and lovely and beautiful. That in itself was like lovely, but it doesn't really count in my mind for some reason. So the real first time, I was out for dinner with my mom and my stepdad and my boyfriend at the time. And we were in grade 12 and we came home from dinner and they had dropped him off. And on the way home, it was just me, my mom, and my stepdad in the car. And my stepdad was like, so, you know, you guys look like you're getting pretty into each other and, like, pretty confident or, like, comfortable and, like, seem to be pretty in love and stuff. So, like, just make sure you let your mom know when you need birth control. And I was like, we should talk about that right now. And I was like, let's have that conversation. If you're going to open that door, I'm going to walk through it. So
makes
my
it easier,
mom,
right?
Yeah, totally. And so then we had the conversation. We went and got birth control pills. And then like a month later, I was at like a physio appointment for my knee with my mom. And she was reading this article while we were like waiting for the physiotherapist. And it said something about like chocolate being as good as sex. And she was like, can't I just buy you like a punch of chocolate and then you don't even ever have to have sex? And I was like, you're way too late. But it was all very above board and supportive and like, here are the tools you need to do this safely mm-hmm. kind of thing, which was really nice. And I didn't really appreciate it until now.
Yeah, your situation could be a little bit different. Oh, man. Cool. So, like, is there any more to discuss? These awkward womanly.
I had my period one time when I was at the Great Wall of China, and I bled through my track pants, and I had to borrow someone else's.
What?
I just thought I would, while we're on the topic.
So you throw that out there?
We arrived to the Great Wall. I was with my high school basketball team, the men's and women's teams. We went to China for spring break, and I went to the bathroom before we went on the Great, before we actually started walking, and I was like, oh my God, like, I 100% bled so much through my pants. I can't wear these.
Did you not know it was coming?
It was kind of like erratic in those days and unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't an app for it at the time, I don't believe. So I like cleaned myself up, plugged it up, and then like asked a friend of mine, a male friend of mine, I was like, hey, do you have like extra track pants? Can I wear your pants? He was like, no questions asked, like gave me his pants. And he was
like,
tall guy.
Are you gonna bleed all over them?
No, he didn't ask any questions. I didn't tell him. He just straight up just gave me his pants. And he was tall. He was like 6'3" or something. And so in all of my pictures on the Great Wall, because it's windy out there, my pants are like huge, like like all like wind blown, like full of air, but clean of blood.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I couldn't imagine. That would have been awful. So like, that's nice that you had a friend like that.
Yeah. Do you have like a worst period timing story to close us off?
No, I don't think I've ever had anything like, you know, visibly go through clothing that I'm wearing. Likely because mine's not as heavy as yours.
I know. That's true. Like, I remember the day you told me about like your precious little periods, and I was like, go to hell. I'm so happy for you, but go to hell. You're like, yeah, I bleed for like one day and not enough to even use one tampon. I was like, well, I bleed I bleed so much for 2 days I have to change my Diva cup, which holds like 60 milliliters like four times. So and that's just two of the 7 days.
You know, you win some, you lose some. We clearly have two. Neither one of us had some good situations and some bad situations.
Yeah. Yeah. Any lady listeners want to share their hair, blood, or birth control stories with us?
Send them our way.
You know what? Facebook us. We got a lot of stuff going on Twitter, and like nothing except my actual dad, like commenting on our Facebook posts. So like, if you want to hit us up on Facebook, that'd be cool. Super cool. Mm-hmm. This could get awkward.
And like, maybe because these might be a little bit more personal stories, email us.
Yeah.
That this could get awkward podcast@gmail.com.
As a listener, or you yourself, Janelle, with your precious baby periods, have your period as you're listening to this. I hope that you have a warm pad and a hot water bottle nearby.
Thank you for that visual. Bye.